rated M for mature.
Developed by Future Lab and published by Square Enix, Power Wash Simulator was released for the Xbox and PC on July 14th, 2022, for the Switch, the PS4, the PS5 on January 31st, 2023, and for the there's a VR mode for the Meta Quest 2 on November 2nd, 2023. And that's right, this is a Saves Together Quick Save. Saves Together, an episode about, the intro of Quick Save, we got to work something out. I never know where to go. I'm supposed to segue smoothly into, welcome everybody to Saves Together, the podcast about playing games together.
It sounded good at the beginning. I don't know where.
Well, I lose it after I do the, this is a podcast about playing games together, passing the controller back and forth. Because,
Is this your real take?
Yeah.
Oh. Try again.
Because,
what are you doing?
I'm giving you your...
Yeah,
I'm
I don't like that.
To you.
You sound lazy about it. Do it again.
Developed by Future Lab and published by Square Enix, Power Wash Simulator was released...
No. We have this part. The part where you just say the part right before the because.
It doesn't matter how, it only matters because...
When you save together, you stay together.
I like that I didn't do any of the intro.
Wow, I'm so
confused.
But
as long as I said that it doesn't matter how part,
I feel like you're
good.
Messing with me, but I don't really know how. So it's like that when I was a kid and I think people would try to bully me, but I don't understand social cues well enough. So it would just be confusing to me. And I don't know if they really got anything out of that because it's like...
That's the ultimate bully defense, probably.
It is. Because so I never considered that I was bullied in school, but I think they tried.
Yeah, they definitely did.
And they
I tried.
Couldn't do it because I don't understand, you know? Like,
you're
I don't.
Like a Sphinx puzzle to bully. Bullying you is a Sphinx puzzle.
Bullying me is like a riddle, you mean? A
yeah,
Sphinx riddle?
Because, like, you're supposed to look sad and dejected
yeah.
when I say you're a big goober with four eyes, but then you just are like,
ha ha,
tee hee. It's like, wait, you
I'm like
that?
A yeah, good luck.
And then the bully goes home and thinks about it a lot because they're like, why didn't the reaction.
I remember the first time that I was like, someone said something to me that was quote unquote mean. And it was, I remember thinking how funny it was. Basically, it was a girl I was friends with, and I'm not going to use her name here.
Call her out.
Honestly, okay. No. I'm going to call
Natasha?
Her, I'm going to call her Natasha. So
Natasha
I was friends
Wellington?
With Natasha. And then I guess something happens when you're a little baby child where you're not friends anymore. I don't know what happened. But at some point, her other friends came up to me and they said, Natasha said you're a piece of shit.
Whoa, what age?
And I was in, I think, first or second grade. I was
Dude,
very young. And I was like,
y'all don't even know what shit.
It was the first time I heard that word. And I just looked at them really blankly. I was like, okay.
Nice.
I was not upset. I remember not being upset. I was just amused. I was just really amused. And I was a child.
You know how sports teams, like when people talk about sports teams, are like, well, the offense is good, but the defense could use a little work. Your defense is good.
Thank you. My defense is
high defense.
You can't even offend me in the first
yeah.
place.
Isn't it cool I tried to use a sports analogy on a video game podcast? I could have just said like your defense stat.
Well, here's the thing. You actually can offend me, but not in the way you think. But that's basically what it is. Like you have to try like in a different way.
Yeah.
You can get there, but it's not by calling me a piece of shit. That's not going to do anything for you. Anyway, let's continue.
But if I say you can't become the world's best lawyer.
That does upset me.
Yeah. You will never become the world's best lawyer. Yes, I could.
I'm just saying I could.
No, but.
If I wanted to, I could.
The confidence.
Yeah, if you try to like shake my confidence, it's a little annoying to me because it's like, okay, but who said, you know? Not me.
Logic and reason.
No, that doesn't apply.
All right, let's talk about Power Wash Simulator.
Okay.
Let's run through the factors. Type of co-op.
Washing? I mean, sorry.
Oh, wait, sorry, you're right. Genre.
Thank you. It's
oh, I forgot
genre
the co-op
game.
Category. Last episode, 98, we
did.
Did
we not do the co-op
Faye
category?
Farm? I forgot to say what co-op category. That was.
Resource sharing. Wow.
This episode is.
No, this one, this genre is power washing.
The
so,
genre is kind of like...
It's one of those simulators, like farming simulator or... Not farming. I meant to say like train simulator. It's more like that. where you're doing one task.
Maybe. It's kind of, yes, in that vein of ironic simulator use.
Yeah, but they give you like it's all like of simulator the things
adjacent. It's not Goat Simulator, that's for sure.
Okay. Listen, so here's what I'm trying to say is that it's trying to be a realistic Power Wash simulator. In
but
a
not
way.
Realistic.
Oh my god. Do you know why we got this game? I just remembered why.
Yes, we'll get to it. But we have to figure out what the gameplay is.
Okay, we have to figure this out.
You spray you water. Spray stuff's water. Dirty, and you make it not dirty.
It's literally in the title. That's exactly what the game is, okay? What else do we need to say?
Yeah, it becomes pixel hunty. In a way.
Honestly, it does, and that's probably and we'll get the to that dumbest too. Part. I'm getting to it right now. I don't like that.
Co-op category?
Damage stacking.
You can check out our co-op categories at savestogether.club, where you can see what we're talking about. It's basically like kind of a vague... It's not even vague.
It's a category kind of co-op.
A category of co-op. It's so cool. That's
I
so
love,
cool how English...
I love when you try to like define something that just... But it just is in the title. Like, it's there.
It's supposed to help people understand like the...
Sometimes by explaining war, you actually de-simplify it when you should simplify it by simply saying you stack damage.
Yeah, but this time the damage is cleanliness.
The damage is your water against the dirt.
Yep. So
you're generally walking around in the same self-contained map. They're small. You're power washing whatever's on the map. Sometimes it's a bike. Sometimes it's a whole playground. And you just go on your way and you power wash and that's it.
And you have different nozzles. And
yes,
different
sprays.
Different spray styles and soaps. Sometimes you get some soaps.
Sometimes you need the metal spray for the metal, you know, material, metal playground. Can I just say right now, and this is hypocritical based on what we've just talked about. I want to play Power Wash Simulator talking about it right now. I don't know why. I don't
now,
know
here's, here's
why.
The thing. Let me get this off my chest. I don't mean to brag, but I have pressure washer experience. In real life.
Whoa!
And this game, I wanted it to be better.
You wanted it to be more realistic?
I wanted it to...
Or...
No, it just doesn't... No, it's
fine. It doesn't
hit
the same...
It doesn't hit the same as the real thing, you know?
But doesn't that show you that you should go outside and touch grass?
Go touch grass, but with a power washer. Destroy grass with a power washer.
You know what it is? Is it because you can feel it against your body?
You cannot do not spray bodies with power washers.
Okay, what I meant was while you're using this
the
power washer,
you, feel it,
you can feel yeah. the pushback.
I think so.
And that definitely would make a difference.
And also, you're generally, I like sweeping in real life because you see, it's basically one motion, one sweep of the broom tends to be enough to clean the spot. So you see, you know, like you see your cleaning in one wipe. Dusting is similar. You wipe the dust across the thing and you see it. That's why I don't like raking. You have to rake the same spot like six times before all the leaves are out of that spot. I hate it.
I love this.
Shoveling.
This way of you just describing which chores you love, which chores you
shoveling
hate.
Is good when
go
you
ahead,
have a small area to
what,
shovel.
What do you think about the bathroom?
Cleaning the bathroom?
I actually enjoy cleaning the bathroom.
I don't mind
I
it when
you?
It's grimy enough that it will come off like... You'll see the wipe, like one or two wipes, and it looks clean and is clean is what I like about a chore.
The bathroom,
I don't like hardcore scrubbing.
Yeah.
It's why I like power washing. That cuts out a lot of the scrubbing. Have you ever power washed in real life?
I've never.
Why don't you come on over? Come down to the shop. We're going to hook up the pressure washer.
Okay.
I'm going to show you. I got some tables that need some pressure washing. I got some
chairs
that need
pressure
washing.
This is the kind of hot date that Craig will take you on.
So anyways, again, I don't mean to brag, but this game... I could do the real thing, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to go outside, okay. Touch grass, stay inside, touch ass. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
So listen.
Get your dental dams, ladies, because this man has power washing.
Separate mode or full?
Full. I'm fully power washing together with you. There's not, I mean, the mode
Did
is
Did we say
just...
type yet? We didn't even start factors. Type of co-op.
Oh
Online, same
God.
Screen, split screen.
You're a mess today.
Yeah, it's fine.
It is.
Power wash me. I'm a mess. Power wash me. I'm dirty.
Wow, this is getting off to an interesting
co-op.
Start. You're flustering me. You're flustering me. Okay, what type of co-op? Online?
Online.
Online only, right?
No split screen. Yeah. I don't believe it would be
we
too much.
We played this on good old GP, right?
Game Pass. That's Game Pass, not.
That's Game Pass for you peasants out there.
Not Game Pond.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel
Green
like there's,
Pond.
There's probably a service called Game Pond.
Continue.
Let's jump into the game pond. Hold on. Can we, should game pond be something? The save together game pond?
No.
Okay. separate mode or full mode. You're playing, I believe you're playing on a host's world again.
Yeah, and you have levels. So you're going through, it's not like an open world. You're just, have you ever played House Flipper?
Oh my God, like an open world power wash game. You have to pull your power washer through the streets. You have to go to the gas station and fill up the gas tank. You have to.
That sounds better.
You have to find hose. You have to find hose hookups, and maybe you have to buy longer hoses.
And you get hired
to
clean
thing.
People's like side of their house, and that's it. They're just like, clean the side of my house.
Basically, the first level is the best level of this game. There's an 80s van in a garage, and you just have to clean the van.
I think we wanted smaller levels.
Smaller, biter sizer.
Now, I do want to say, we got this game originally because they have a Final Fantasy VII DLC.
Yes.
And we were like, hello? We're obsessed with Final Fantasy VII.
I get to clean Cloud's motorcycle?
Yes. And that we did all those levels, and they were fun, except for that one robot.
Here's the thing. This is why it's going to be hard to rate for me. They were fun until you get to 95% clean. And then you're like, where the heck?
The hunting for the last thing
of the
is
dirt.
Not fun.
And I believe you can bail on a level. Like House Flipper, you can. You can just not totally finish everything, and it's enough to surpass.
I don't think you can do that on.
No? Okay.
I don't know. You don't get the like the fast forward thing if you do.
True. Oh, that's the best part about this game.
They give you a little time lapse of your cleaning after you're done.
As you clean it. One of the levels in the Final Fantasy pack is a backyard with a deck and a little garden and a shed.
Barbecue. I cleaned the grill.
That took
a
2 hours.
Time.
And real power washing of a thing that space would take 6 hours. But I think this game would much better serve a friendship or a relationship that was long distance that doesn't talk as much. And you use this as the chat room to catch up.
I love that. That's a great idea.
But what kind of happened with us, it was like, all right, I'm going to watch this stream. And I was like, all right, I'm going to watch Godzilla. And we just sort of shut up and
power washed.
Slowly cleaned. And we were on opposite sides of the map. And we didn't really talk at all. And so it wasn't not fun. But it wasn't serving us what I think it could be for. I think this is one of the perfect chat room chatting.
Right. We don't need a chat room.
We don't need a chat room.
Me and Craig.
We're kind of in one right now. You are engaged in our chat room.
We chat all the time. So
you're lurking our chat right now.
I do agree. I think a long distance, this would be like a nice activity to do together with someone that you haven't caught up with for a while. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Like a really good one of those.
I think generally we felt that this game accomplished what it needed to accomplish, but it really wasn't for us as far as like a long-term game we're going to play.
Especially because, I mean, I don't want to brag, but I've got real pressure washer experience.
Yeah, he hates this because he has a real pressure washer and it just doesn't hit the same.
Control scheme.
Xbox controllers.
I was doing Mousey Kibi.
That's probably better
because
you can
better,
aim, because
I can aim a little bit better.
Yeah.
But not important. Both are totally serviceable. Progression, things to unlock. You're getting... host is getting...
Yeah.
New
levels.
Power washers. New nozzles. Soap. Mm-hmm. There's also outfits. Like, I can change my gloves and my suit. I don't think anything too wild that I can remember.
Yeah.
I think I was like, I'm the green suit.
I don't even remember.
I got purple
gloves.
It was
pretty irrelevant.
Now, I keep calling Final Fantasy saves together for some reason.
I mean,
Final Fantasy saves.
It's not even close.
It saves one or two syllables. Saves.
One. Craig,
saves.
One.
Saves.
Did you not learn correctly in
saves.
School? All right.
Saves. Saves together. Final Fantasy. They're not even the same amount of syllables.
I know. I don't really
know.
I don't know why
I'm crossing.
I think you just like both things.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
Oh, if it's Final Fantasy DLC, why can't I look like Cloud?
I
want you
such
to look like
question.
Tifa.
Why can't I be Tifa?
Let me be
washing.
Barrett, but instead of machine gun arm, it's power wash arm.
Machine gun.
Machine gun.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Why
Shared
not?
Loot or XP?
There's no loot, there's no XP. You simply
you get
power
money
wash. You have your tools, and that's it.
You get money to buy stuff in the shop.
Oh, sure.
And I think that money does come with me back to my world.
Yeah, I think that's just the host, so not shared.
No? Okay.
I can't really remember.
Because we only played on, like, yours, and then I didn't really play otherwise.
Yeah. It didn't seem super important.
Friendly fire.
You can wash each other, but it doesn't really do anything. You can just kind of hear it.
And
feel it.
Slightly. And we stayed so far away from each other, it didn't really matter most times. We were just on opposite sides of the thing. You do have, this doesn't have anything to do with friendly fire. You do have like scaffolding and ladders you can move around. That's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Interruptive actions.
Not that I can think of.
Difficulty.
It's much easier together, of course.
Easier together because you're just doing more, you're covering more ground.
Yeah.
It'd be better with four players. I think you can have up to six.
I think more is be better, yeah.
In certain places. Maybe not the story, but other maps.
Catching up with like all your friends in Power Wash Simulator.
Yep.
You could do a party in Power Wash Simulator.
Tabletop Simulator and Pressure Wash Simulator. Power Wash Simulator. Those are like the ultimate long distance gaming.
Yeah.
Catching up and intensity.
I would say zero. Like this is the game to chill with. You know, like this is a relaxing game.
Competitiveness.
Does it say who washed the most at the end?
I don't think it does. And
should.
I don't think it does because I wrote down, I wish it told me how many liters of water I used.
Yeah.
Because I think it'd be fun just to know.
I don't think, yeah.
And then you could have speed runs that were like level completion, 5 milliliters or whatever. You know, that was not enough water. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You could get real good at using small amounts of water.
5 milliliters.
That would be impressive.
You ain't washing shit.
Communication.
Yeah, well, like we said, if this is a
strategy or tactics, but they're pretty much related.
Strategy and tactics. I mean,
you go over there. You go over there.
I'm gonna go wash that. You gonna go wash that? That's the strategy. There's one strategy.
Cleaning Seventh Heaven bar was.
Oh, you forgot about that one. That was fun.
Well, it was fun until you got to 95%, and then you were like, where is the other one? And sometimes it's like a weird clipping thing. It's like barely seeable behind a beam.
But it was really fun to like uncover like, oh, there's Cloud Sword,
yes.
And like, there's the dartboard. So the DLC part of this, I think, is great, and they should do more.
They have a lot, actually. They have a Tomb Raider one. They have...
Really?
There might even be a new one recently.
Should we play Power Wars?
Maybe. But I mean, I don't want to brag, but
okay, enough.
I have pressure washers.
I know.
Communication. So
we said that.
Yes, but you're supposed to bring lines. You're supposed to prepare and bring lines that we would have said a lot.
Remember, we talked about this last episode. I don't have the ability to do that.
Well, try to think of one. Maybe make one
up. Ooh, I'm washing.
Ooh, I'm washing here.
Ooh, I'm washing here.
And that's when I walk past your beam of your stream.
Yeah, that's exactly. I used to say that all the time. It's
I
so
remember
crazy.
You would say that a lot.
I would say that a lot. How about hey, you got that soap?
How about let's pretend that we are in like a long distance friendship, and so I would say things like,
"How's your work?
How's you do your taxes yet?"
Hell no.
And then how about
we don't
like,
do taxes?
Yo,
in
my
this house.
My stupid boss. Did the my boss said, you know, my boss, you know,
my boss. And then you start power washing even harder. That's really what it sounds like.
Yeah.
This is the impressions part of the podcast. Best power wash impression.
You do one. Yeah.
Was it good?
No.
I don't like this. I don't like this part of the podcast. It's like humiliation podcast now because I can't do impressions.
Well, say more quotes that we would have said if we were in a long term. If we were playing and we haven't caught it. It's been 2 years, actually, because there hasn't been a good game for us to play to catch up. So it's been 2 years. You haven't seen me.
Okay. What would I ask you?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, my freaking boss, you know?
What do you like to make for dinner these days? Because I'm looking for some new recipes.
Oh, my God. Have you had... Salmon?
Yeah.
Have you heard of this fish called the salmon?
It's the pink one, right?
Yeah, and it's very
they call it the chicken of the sea.
It's very PU.
No.
Can be. You pull that thing out the package, you go, P.U.
No, you just don't like fish.
I like fish. I don't like fishiness.
I think you should just embrace the ocean.
So what you do is you soak that thing in soy sauce, ginger, garlic.
Yes.
And a little sesame oil. You soak that thing.
Yeah.
What's that called when you sit in it for a while? You marinate
it.
You marinate it in that.
Stewing it.
Then
you let it take a bath.
You put the oven on and you slap that fish in the oven and you put a little brown sugar on the top so it gets all crusty. You let that thing go till it's done. You only have to cook fish till like 145. So
this
is
making me hungry. I'm not gonna lie.
It's not like chicken 165. Everybody.
I want some salmon now.
And you also do asparagus. You throw asparagus on a cast iron skillet.
Okay.
Oil, butter, salt, pepper, the basics on that one. And you char them up on both sides. And I just learned this because I said to somebody, oh, my boss, I said. And they said, yeah, but have you had asparagus? And I was like, I hate asparagus. And they're like, you just have done it wrong. And they told me how to do it in these cast iron. Char it up a little bit. Get it young. Get young baby, little baby asparagus. And just born. Fresh out the sparrow womb. And so they're skinnier, right? So they're not as thick. Because the thick ones get a little asparagus-y.
I love devouring babies.
And then maybe like a smashed or mashed potatoes. Mm. That's what I've been making. How about you, man? How's work?
Oh, you know, my boss.
I think we should rate this video game as our co-op experience. Not yours, because this is a triple S
if you are not
caught up with a long distance.
This is a triple
friendship.
S if you guys need to discuss the last episode of Lost. Okay?
Oh my God. If you need to discuss what happened in Game of Thrones, you turn on Power Wash Simulator.
So let's do our at once. 3, 2, 1.
B.
Oh, it's meant to be.
B. So because look, this is a good game and it's going to go on the Saves Together recommended list.
Whoa, what
I'm saying.
Whoa.
If you're looking for a hanging out, chatting.
You didn't, excuse me. Hi, I belong to this team too. You didn't consult me about that. Before you decide to add it to a list.
So are you saying, my boss right now?
You're not my boss, boss.
You're not the boss of me now. Remember that?
Oh, I remember.
So what happened? Let's talk about Malcolm in the Middle. You like that show?
It was pretty damn good.
I came to it late and really liked it, but that was 10 years ago at this point.
Can I talk about a show that I watched last night for the first time?
Yeah, this is what you're supposed to be doing while playing Power Wash. Rather than like, this is the experience that it's supposed to be happening during Power Wash Simulator.
This is a simulation of what you
this
should
is
do.
A Power Wash Simulator.
So I watched this show last night. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's on HBO. It's called Sex and the City.
But I thought they pulled everything off that had to do with sex.
You know, I thought so too, because I used to watch that Taxi Cab show where they talked about it.
And they'd be like, yeah, I murdered a guy.
I loved that show, by the way.
And it's like,
can we bring that show back?
I don't think you should be saying these things.
So I watched Sex and the City, and let me tell you, they do indeed have sex in the city. I can tell you for a fact that I saw, I don't want to say, because, this one has been a little explicit, so I did see a titty.
This one's not been explicit.
I would say it was. The way you described that salmon was a little perverted.
Fishy?
That's not
go to the doctor if you associate salmon with...
Okay, I'm backing out.
Anyways, Sex and the City is good.
So I'm enjoying it. I can't decide if I'm a Samantha or a Miranda.
You're not a Samantha. If anything, you're like a Charlotte.
Charlotte, can you remind me what she does?
Charlotte, the little meek one.
The meek one?
No, the one who still believes in love, you know?
I don't believe in love, dude. I'm cold-hearted. I'm the writer one.
Are you the cold-hearted, handsome devil Hook?
I'm the main one. Who's the main one?
Carrie Bradshaw.
I'm Carrie Bradshaw because I write.
You are? Oh, dude.
Okay, to be fair, I've only seen one episode, so I'm still, I'm still getting to understand.
I've only seen episodes like sporadically, and I remember, similar to Desperate Housewives, that show's actually good, I think.
No, that show's good. I didn't know.
I didn't know until I watched like half a season in the middle of the show. I was like, wait a minute. Is this show good?
I was turned off initially by the title. I'm just going to be real
with
you.
Sex and the City
is a bad title.
Oh, you mean Sex and the City.
Bad title.
Desperate Housewives
I've never seen.
You've never seen Desperate Housewives?
No. I guess that's got to get to that next after
I
Sex
think
and the City.
Both of these things they've grown past their title. I like the title Sex and the City now
because I associate
it with what Sex and the City is.
Yes, no, you grow past your title. That's true for anything. But I'm just telling you, unfortunately, people do judge books by their covers. That's why they have covers. That's why we have titles.
But you're judging it by its title, not its cover.
I'm just, it's the same thing. It's a meaningless aesthetic. Just like
I think
a cover.
Judging a book by its title is a funny concept. Don't judge a game by its title. The Witcher, Wild Hunt.
That makes me want to play that game really badly.
Star Ocean, the second story R.
Frankly, games have great titles a lot of the time. And okay, let's think of a bad title for a game.
Shining Resonance Refrain. Well, I like them, but the problem is I'm looking at my shelf of games that I know.
I like fun words, you know?
Okay,
like,
how about next time at the closing segment, I will bring a bunch of game titles, and you tell me if they're good or bad, and I'll try to find very obscure-ish ones that you wouldn't already know.
Okay, and I'll tell you why they're good or bad.
Fata Morgana. What's the whole... What's
good.
The, is it?
Yeah, because it's Latin, I think.
Oh. We should leave.
Okay. Bye.
All right, I'm going to log off. Thanks for playing Power Wash. See you in a couple months.
Okay, talk to you later.
Great, see you. All right, bye.
All right.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
My boss.